I don't think the CDC or other officials are downplaying it. They're giving an honest, realistic appraisal. And I agree with them that it is really highly unlikely that this will happen. If a person gets on a plane and comes to the United States having get infected in a West African country and then lands in the United States, the reason that we feel confident that there will not be, quote, an outbreak is that the kinds of personal protective approaches and protocols that we have will immediately be put into place. Now, the person might hypothetically come here, get sick, and even die. But the critical issue is, will it be spread? And right now, everybody is very heads up that when someone comes in from a West African country and even remotely feels ill, the first thing you do is you put the person in isolation. Or if you don't know what the circumstances are, you do a travel history. So that's what we're talking about when we say unlikely there will be an outbreak. Mm-hmm. It certainly is feasible that someone could come to the United States who was infected and get sick here. No one's denying that, but it's what happens after that that people feel confident that there won't be an outbreak because of our healthcare system and our ability to do the kind of isolation that apparently is very difficult to do within the healthcare infrastructure in the African countries that we're talking about.